Well, I think a lot of guys are really, you know, being really cautious to go out there and put in all their effort. You know, it's just like, don't hold anything back. You want to finish to the ball. We keep track of everything, you know, and it's a production business. So you want to be around the ball. You want to be making plays. You want to try to strip the ball out, make sure our backs get work that way, try to knock the ball out, recover, whatever. If it's a fumble, incomplete pass, whatever, you want to try to scoop and score. Just practice good habits.
Yeah. Is that kind of part of this business? Sometimes you need a kick in the ass to get going?
Well, I think that's a part of any business. Yeah. Sometimes you need a boost, but yeah. Like I said, I think having some of the vets that we brought in has definitely helped contribute to that attitude. Pollard and Wilson on the back end coming in, and we got some younger guys on the D-line. New guy, not necessarily so young, Rapati, coming in, adding that size. And I think we just feel good so far.
Cool.
Thank you, man.
Yep. Lemon haven't been able to do their full work with it being short, no contact. Just how valuable is this time, though, to kind of see how the different packages and combinations of guys are going?
Well, it's good to get reps and to be able to get the steps down and things like that for the younger guys. Get our stunts right, blitzes right, the whole scheme, you know, the whole package. So right now, of course, you can't hit, but we can still go full speed. So you get a good feel for it. You just got to take care of your teammates.
You see a lot of different combinations up front depending on the combinations in the back. I think rotations between three safety, three corner type thing. Like, how much rhythm is needed when you're swapping guys out that much?
Well, I think that all depends. You know, it depends on the situation. It depends on the player. Depends on our opponent. So I think the coaches will do a great job with that. We don't really worry about it. We just make sure we give max effort every time we're out on the field and try to make plays and create havoc.
You've been around the league a while. You know who Greg Williams is. You know the reputation. He walks in the door. What do you think?
Well, he definitely commands attention. You know, I think he definitely commands respect as well. I think a lot of guys respond well to him. He's an experienced coach, knowledgeable, very intelligent. He brings great energy. I think the players respond well to that.
Has a switch, I guess, gone off out there defensively for you guys from what everybody's saying about this, the attitude and energy level?
Well, I think everybody just wants to make sure we go out there and give max effort, hustle to the ball, try to strip the ball out, knock the ball out, give our running backs good work. Challenge our receivers, make sure, you know, even if it's an incomplete pass, scoop it and try to score. We're just doing everything that we can to get better.
It sounds like from press coverage on the outside, man-to-man, to bigger guys in the middle to blow things up, it just sounds like you guys are built more to wreak more havoc, to blow more things. I mean, is that a way to put it?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I mean, there were a lot of things that we wanted to do better last year, and we're working on those things. And I think it started with the personnel, and I believe that this team has done a great job with that in this offseason with the free agent acquisitions. So hopefully it'll make a difference for us this year. We're looking forward to seeing, of course, the vets that we bought on in free agency as well as the rookies, see how they respond.
Yeah, one more question about Greg.